studio to open up a little bit here. This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Jack Stockwell from the website The Forbidden Doctor. We're here to talk about your health and well-being, what some of the things are that are influencing health and treatments, that sort of thing, reports to the nation on important medical developments, Jack's spin on things brought to you through the courtesy of he and his wife, courtesy of him and his wife. Let's see, what's the correct English here? Him, courtesy of him. That's an object.
He brings these.
Well, if I were to start the sentence with you, he and his wife, maybe that's a better way than we're having an argument. He and his wife, Mary, produce
there you go.
All kinds of mysterious things in their podcast every week at The Forbidden Doctor. So I like to get Jack to explain, because many people wait with anticipation to view these things. Matter of fact, I will tell you, I have the continuing saga of my good friend, the state rep, who's in the hospital being treated for lymphoma. And he told me on Sunday night when I was in there visiting him a couple of things. I brought him a bottle of the enzymes because I thought that it would be good for long-life energy enzymes with him to help him keep his stomach on the up and up, because on chemotherapy, he said to me that he has three treatments of chemo, and then they figure out how they're going to do the bone marrow transplant, because he's got a really bad. Listen to this. Let me give you a scenario. And this is for everybody's attention. Whatever you're doing, give yourself a rest for a moment and listen to me tell you the story. It'll take about 60 seconds. This fella's name, well, it's not important. He's a very good guy. I like him a lot. He's thoughtful, provocative. He's one of these good people that are working in public service. So about a year ago, maybe a little more than that, and I think I may have talked to you about it when it first happened, Jack, he felt some lumps in his throat, or actually, more importantly, underneath your ears where the lymph nodes are. It's actually your jaw region where you would feel them. And so he felt these lumps, so he went and he wasn't good about having physicals. He hadn't had a physical for a couple of years. So he went, and his white blood count was way through the zooming through the roof. His red blood cell count wasn't great. So immediately they, started examining. They found that he had a form of lymphoma. And so they said, well, this could go one of two ways. You either have a mild case of it and we'll treat it with certain antibiotics and stuff and see what happens. And if that doesn't work and you have a bad case, then, we'll do something about it, but we'll wait and see. I loved it when he said, what are you kidding? They're going to wait and see? So he said, yeah, they don't really know what to do because it's sort of a new kind of lymphoma. It's a non-Hodgkin. Which is the worst? Hodgkin's? Non-Hodgkin's is the worst.
Yes.
And he not only has one, he has two types of non-Hodgkin lymphoma, Jack. So anyway, long story short, he finds out after he's had initial treatment that what they gave him wasn't enough. It took care of the lumps on his neck, but then he felt these huge lumps under his arm and in his groin. So, hello, red flag right away. Mm-hmm. He gets in and they check him out and they said, man, this is really bad.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you wait.
Yeah, exactly. So he gets onto this protocol, and he and I, did he actually talk to you? I think you did talk to him, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't remember a verbal conversation, but there were some emails.
Back and forth emails.
Yes.
Anyway, so he is now in the hospital, Brigham and Women's Boston. Dana-Farber is the cancer center in there, and they've developed a new protocol for this kind of lymphoma, which is aimed at knocking out. But he's the first person. It's been through the trials, had all the approvals. He's the first person in New England to be treated because this is such a rare form of lymphoma. They give you one form of chemo, and then that flushes your body. And then they give you another form, and then they put two of them together. And he said he can – the only thing – he says everything tastes like chemo, smells like chemo, feels like chemo in his body. His pee smells like chemo. His poop smells like chemo. Everything is chemo. And I guess that's what happens when you go through all of this stuff. And now they give him, if under the circumstances, before this new protocol, he had a 50-50 chance. Now with the new protocol, He has an 85-90% chance of surviving and succeeding, and I think that's where it's going. But what was amazing about this, Jack, is that this protocol killed the first group of patients that they put on it because they didn't monitor correctly. This stuff is so powerful. It kills so much of the cancer so fast that the organs, the liver and the spleen and
kidneys.
The kidney can't keep up with it. So it killed the first group of people. Now he's under 24-hour monitor because they don't want that to happen, and they figured out how to do it the right way. But can you imagine? This stuff is so powerful, it kills the cancer so fast that the rest of the body can't handle getting it out of the system.
Well, the most toxic cells when you're having cancer are the toxins that are held inside the cancer, inside the cancer cells. Cancer is a whole body disease. It's not just of the lung or the kidney or of the lymph gland. That's just where the cancer took anchor. It laid anchor. It's an entire body disease. And when you take steps to kill these cancer cells, whether you do it through conventional chemotherapy, which, of course, kills a lot of other cells besides
cancer,
right, or you do it through natural means that kill the cancer cells, once the cancer cells begin to die, these toxins are released into the bloodstream. And it's the job of the liver and it's the job of the kidney to get rid of these things. And usually what kills you with cancer is the failure of the liver and the failure of the kidney, long before the cancer ever kills you. Mm-hmm. And so when you're doing some kind of cancer therapy, whether it's conventional or alternative, you have got to do things that support detoxification of the liver and the kidney at the same time so your body can stay ahead of the cellular debris that's breaking up inside the body. Not just your own, the cancer cells, but your own cells that are suffering rapid death from the presence of chemotherapy, which is usually an oxidative chemical. It causes fast oxidation to take place where it should not be taking place. Mm-hmm. And that's what ends up killing all the cells that come in contact with chemo. And as, you know, has been said a number of times, if the cancer doesn't kill you, the chemo will.
Well,
the real trick is to stay ahead of it by supporting the liver and the kidney.
Well, I gave him a bottle of the Long Life Energy enzymes when I was in there.
Yes.
And he'd watched the podcast that you asked him to watch and thought they were very instructive. So I would use that as a lead-in to suggesting to all, there is something in these forbidden doctor the protocols, but the when you every week these podcasts, there may not be every week something in it for you, but I guarantee you, no matter what's going on in your body, if you go through the list, that's published at Forbidden Doctor, as a list of all the podcasts that have been done by Jack and Mary, you will find a number that will refer to or will help you with your malady, and that's how.
Well, we have a listener in Israel who started having some abdominal cramps, went and got an MRI. There were cysts all over his liver.
Yeah.
And the thing they said to him was the same thing that they said to your friend. Well, let's just watch and see what happens. And as they began to develop, he found out about the enzymes. And after 10 weeks of just using these enzymes, 10 weeks, he went back in for another scan, and the doctor used the term vaporized. Well, we don't know what happened, but your cysts seem to have vaporized because your liver is completely clean now.
Yep.
In 10 weeks.
Well, this is a way I take them every morning and every night, and the people that I know and love are taking them as well. So you can check out the website and order these Long Life Energy enzymes. And if you use my name, you get 10% off.
Yes,
not a reason to do it. But the Ageless Thyroid product is also great, especially if you're going through malnutrition. So check both of them out at ForbiddenDoctor.com. In a moment, we're going to talk about this week's podcast, which is entitled Your Magnificent Ovaries. I want to dig around that. First, though, I want to help you the performance-enhancing vegetables that boost circulation. Jack and I have talked about these before, how to help circulation. You need the superfoods. Jack believes in one thing and one thing only. If you're going to have a supplementation in your routine, it better be from real food. Whatever you're using to enhance what's going on in your body, it needs to be all natural. It needs to come from food sources, not from the laboratory. And that's why each canister of Super Beets is so powerful, is so good for you, because all it is beets. And they take every bit of care that they can with these things. They cook them. First of all, they're non-GMO beets that are grown in several parts of the country. Then they cook them, and they soft dry them, and then they powder them and put them in a canister. So you get 90 non-GMO beets in every single canister of Super Beets. So if you'd like to get in on this, and by the way, the energy boost you get has nothing to do with caffeine. This is all natural. There's no caffeine. It's just nitric oxide. Gets into your system, opens up the arteries so the blood can get to your brains, to your muscles, all over your body in just a few minutes. This is a guaranteed product, folks. It works, as we say, or you get your money back. Now, they wouldn't have been on this program advertising for 3 years if, in fact, the stuff didn't work. So, obviously, it works, and people respond to these offers from us. It's a delicious circulation superfood. You will drink it every day. No secret, just light, dried, beautiful beets, and you take them in and enjoy the benefits. All right, here's how you order your first supply. 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183. You can also order them online if you'd like at DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free, a bonus 30-day supply free with your first order. Help yourself to health, to regular the regularity of having good, positive blood work going on in your body. And, you know, the thing about keeping your blood pressure down, certainly an enhancement as well. 800-655-4183. Take our advice. Get Super Beets at DougLikesBeets.com.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment, hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you, offering you the after-sale support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to Bailey.com or call 920-MACHINE and we'll send you a catalog. That's right, friend, over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. That's B-A-I-L-E-I-G-H. Bailey, because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. So call 920-MACHINE or go to Bailey.com now and pick up your free catalog.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation, except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
This report is brought to you by Sodexo. 22 million children across the U.S. participate in free and reduced-price meal plans through the National School Lunch Program. But when school lets out, only 1 in 7 kids who may need free summer meals will get them. The summer can be a challenging time for parents to feed their kids when grocery bills increase as much as $300 per month. By partnering with clients, suppliers, and local hunger relief organizations, Sodexo's Summer Meals program is bridging the gap. Jennifer Williamson is with the Sodexo Stop Hunger Foundation.
Sodexo employees see these kids every day in the 500 school districts we serve across the U.S. Knowing that some of them go without meals during the summer is why we have programs like Feeding Our Future, which to date has provided 5 million free meals to children nationwide.
Tom Nelson serves as the president of the No Kid Hungry campaign.
Sodexo and our partners are dedicated to ensuring that no child goes hungry during the summer months.
To find a summer meal program in your area, text FOOD or COMIDA to 877-877.
The Craftsman C3 19.2-volt 3-speed impact driver boasts three user-selectable speeds to help you get your project done right. The low-speed setting helps with projects that require precise control. Medium speed prevents overdriving, and the high speed will give you the power and speed to get the job done fast, delivering up to 3,500 impacts per minute and over 1,600 inch-pounds of torque. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Past the hour now on the Good Day of Health program. Couple of hours every week devoted to your magnificence, keeping your body, your health, everything that we can do, we are doing in different ways, different focus with Jack Stockwell, who has the Forbidden Doctor website each week. He and his wife Mary, who is a medical practitioner as well, work hard, do a lot of research, come up with podcasts that take them hours and hours to do. And a lot of people,
that ever true?
Hundreds of thousands of people every week are listening to these things. So this week the focus is on not your magnificent ovaries, because I'm guessing you don't have any, but Mary's and whoever else might have
magnificent
ovaries.
It, from birth right through the last few days of life. And this ridiculous idea that ovaries are for puberty and ovaries are for reproduction, and then that's it, which is what the medical profession wants you to believe, that once, you know, you start approaching perimenopause or even menopause itself, you don't need them anymore, and it's better to yank them out of there before they go bad. You know, the only exclusion or exception to any of this would be if they're full of cancer. Yes, you take them out. But short of that, you leave these babies alone because they still provide beautiful hormonal support, not as much estrogen, you know, that would lead to ovulation, something shorter than that, but they still provide a wonderful support of estrogen and progesterone through the rest of the days of your life when you're moving into the golden years, when that power of womanliness that ovaries bring you is still very vital and important. And that's what the podcast focuses on, you know, not just pubertal changes, not just reproduction. There's a small part that has to do with that. Most of it is the perimenopausal period on.
All right. So this is, and we're talking about various things that go on with women. And, you know, here we are, a couple of fools, men, having a conversation about this. This reminds me of the guys who make decisions on, you know, like what goes on. Whenever you hear about a protest at a Planned Parenthood facility, for example, which does things that some people don't like, but mostly it's a woman's health, it's a clinic. And so the fact they perform abortions at some of them gets beyond, you know, really what the focus is. Yes, they do. But that's the men who are always protesting. I don't ever remember seeing women protesting at a Planned Parenthood. It's always men. And the men continue, and I'm making a political statement here, to try to control women's ovaries and the reproduction system and stuff. And we continue to be foolish or like fools because we don't even understand what's going on. Tell me you understand what goes on when a woman has menopause.
Well, I have, because I've taken extensive classes and continued education in that subject. And, you know, our daughter's ovaries are malnourished, our mother's ovaries are mismanaged, our grandmother's ovaries are neglected or, in many cases, needlessly removed. And I talk about this in the podcast. You know, the first 2 years of chiropractic college are the same as the first 2 years of med school. It's how the body's put together and how all these organs work. And I'll tell you, from genetics to human development to obstetrics and gynecology, I think, were my most fascinating classes in school to learn how the human body is created, what brings it to pass, and the small part that males play in all of this. And the whole thing, this dire, I can only describe it as one of the most beautiful dramas of all of nature, is the creation of life from what seemingly seems like almost nothing. And that power that brings into life and existence our very bodies, that power is still inside a woman's body as long as those ovaries will function. Not reproduction. Obviously, there's a time when that stops and ovulation stops, reproduction mm-hmm. stops. Mm-hmm. But the dynamic behind that and the beautiful symphony that estrogen and progesterone continue to play in a woman's life is not to be tampered or played with out of convenience.
Wow, what a brilliant statement. The Forbidden Doctor, place to get these podcasts downloaded. Dr. Jack Stockwell continues on Good Day Health.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha.
Hey, Dad, ready for golf?
Hi, son. I'm not sure I'm going to make it today. My arthritis is acting up this morning.
Dad, have you tried Blue Emu?
Have I tried what?
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Works fast, penetrates deep, relieves pain in your achy muscles and joints.
But I don't want to smell like a medicine chest.
You won't. Blue Emu's non-greasy and odor-free.
In that case, let's play 36 today.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
Greta is a drill instructor.
Move, move, move!
Yes, ma'am!
When it comes to training lean, mean, fighting machines, she doesn't mess around.
Drop and give me 3,000!
But when it comes to getting a mortgage, Greta's less confident.
I got nothing.
Fortunately for Greta, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so she can understand the details and know she's getting the right mortgage. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Staples knows that when your two-person office now houses a staff of 12, it's time. When you go from being a mom-and-pop to a mom-and-pop and sons and company, it's time. When you need to move a 15-person office in one day, it's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has everything your business needs to pack it and move it at great prices. And right now, buy two, get one free on all bubble rolls. Staples, it's pro time. N6-10-17 while supplies last.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about 10 bucks a month to join. So even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
Hey, Dad, ready for golf?
Hi, son. I'm not sure I'm going to make it today. My arthritis is acting up this morning.
Dad, have you tried Blue Emu?
Have I tried what?
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Works fast, penetrates deep, relieves pain in your achy muscles and joints.
But I don't want to smell like a medicine chest.
You won't. Blue Emu's non-greasy and odor-free.
In that case, let's play 36 today.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
Napa Know-How.
Why should you grab Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil for $5.59 a quart at Napa? Two words. Road trip. To see the biggest ball of twine or a crater shaped like Abe Lincoln. Because if your ride isn't running strong, all you're going to see is the side of the road. Valvoline Synthetic Oil, just $5.59 a quart. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States Pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 6/30/17.
How to care for baby's skin? One of America's top pediatric dermatologists, Dr. Jody Levine.
Avoid long baths and use warm water, not too hot. Use gentle,
baby-specific cleansers. And for babies with dry and sensitive skin, moisturize twice a day with a cream that contains ceramides or with an ointment.
And when it comes to clothing,
pick the right fabrics. Dress your baby in light and comfortable clothes. It's also a good idea to pre-wash clothes prior to wear in a separate wash from the rest of the family with a hypoallergenic and gentle baby detergent, such as Drep Pure Touch, created by the number one pediatrician-recommended baby detergent brand. Pure Touch is 65% plant-based and made from naturally derived ingredients.
And what about sun protection?
For babies younger than 6 months, you should avoid direct sunlight, especially between the hours of 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Sunscreen is recommended for infants older than 6 months of age. Choose a broad-spectrum physical blocker, SPF 30 or higher. For more info, check out dreft.com.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
After the hour, I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Day Health with Dr. Jack Stockwell, his website, The Forbidden Doctor, home of the podcast. Lots of information. The symptom survey. People can still get that done free, right? Jack,
oh, yes.
You treat people to, after you take the survey, you treat them to a 30-minute conversation with ideas
free.
About what they can do to improve their
yes.
own situation, right?
Yeah, absolutely. No charge, no obligation.
Aha! All right, so the news, we're going to be talking about cataracts in a few moments with a fellow who's a doctor that takes an eye doctor. This is Cataract Awareness Month, so Jack and I are going to look at some findings on the impact of cataracts and eye health in general. What's going on? You think that our eye health is better? It's, when you think about health, you don't think about your eyes. Even though they're a part of your body, and certainly you need to keep them healthy. I've noticed that mine are not what they used to be, and I'm thinking about several different things to do to perhaps change the if you'll pardon the pun, focus of how I don't like wearing glasses, and I would like to get something done. I've been wearing glasses since I was in my 40s, and, I use the store-bought cheaters, and now I'm up to about 300 magnification, and I have to fiddle to find just the right ones to do, because when I'm in the studio, I have to look down and up quickly and be able to, I'm doing it now, just move from screen to screen to maybe some papers or newspapers or documents that are on the desk in front of me, and it's not easy to do. And I wonder, and I'm trying to remember how much you wear glasses.
Well, I have been lazy and whatever you want to call it about my own eyesight. I have been wearing reading glasses since my early 40s when presbyopia shows up.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And
yeah.
I have on my computer desk, on the kitchen counter, next to my bed, and on the bathroom sink, I have three sets of glasses at each. This is insane. I'm even admitting this, but I have three sets of glasses at each one: close up, mid range, and far away.
I'm the same way. I have a far away one that pretty much I use for watching television. Although I would probably be well served to bring them with me and use them in the car at night. And then the other, but they are not all the same. That's what I find. Even if you buy 300 from one, that doesn't mean it's going to be 300 from the other. Because I noticed that it took me, we were in New Hampshire a couple of years ago, went into a five and dime store, and I found a pair of glasses that I've since lost, doggone it, that were the best for going back and forth that I've ever had from one document to another. But it's something that a lot of people are faced with, and so I want to see what we can do about raising people's awareness of it. Do you have your eye doctor tell you you've got a cataract?
He says you have some very small ones, he said, that will eventually become a problem. Cataracts are calcium deposits.
Yeah.
So if they deposit in your joints, we call it arthritis. If they deposit in the kidney, we call them stones. If they deposit in your eyes, we call them cataracts. It's just a calcium imbalance. However, cataract surgery now is, it's almost like taking a splinter out of your skin.
Uh-huh.
It's so quick, it's so smooth, and some of my patients that have finally gone to do that are, you know, even my, I think it was my, I can't remember if it was my father-in-law or mother-in-law, but they were utterly shocked how, yeah. how much their vision had been blocked by the presence of cataracts, and once they removed, it was like they had brand new eyes.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. There's a warning out this week. Warning to parents about melatonin. I wondered what your thoughts were on this, Jack. Melatonin, a hormone that surges at the end of the day to promote sleep, has, for a lot of people, been a great treatment option for those who couldn't sleep. No research has determined its long-term safety, however. And so there's a concern about children having
One thing about melatonin. Melatonin does not make you sleep. Melatonin is part of the circadian rhythm that we follow, and when we, especially when we develop what would be called a genetically derived normal sleep program, that when the sun goes down, we go to sleep. When the sun comes up, we wake up. Mm-hmm. A lot of people's schedules actually don't fit into that very well.
Right.
But melatonin is the substrate of a very powerful neurotransmitter inside the brain of conscious thought and human interrelationships. And when we start fooling around with melatonin levels, it can actually not just cause sleep disturbances, because it is indirectly related to sleep, not directly like some people think, but it can affect our normal brain activity and relationships. And then the idea of, and your brain will make melatonin. The midbrain creates melatonin for your body to use it for different things, whether it has to do with the skin or it has to do with circadian rhythms or it has to do with neurotransmitter production. And when you start fooling around with that, when you start taking melatonin, if you're going to take it and you feel like it benefits you, fine. But for a lot of people, it becomes disruptive, especially if it's coming from a non-food source.
Yeah, what
a lot of times it's
What's a food source for melatonin? Where does it come from?
Well, it actually, you're not going to like this, but it comes from animal products. And it comes from raw nuts, and it comes from, you know, the few varieties of. This is one of the reasons why when we eat fruits and we eat vegetables, you don't want to concentrate on one or two, like sweet corn and garden-raised tomatoes and nothing else through the rest of the summer. You want all the colors, all the varieties of
lettuce,
the nature.
Spinach, broccoli.
Oh, and the orange things, the green things, the purple things, the blue things. Whether fruits or vegetables, all the various colors that you can possibly put. The healthiest salads, which will help stimulate melatonin production, are the ones that have at least a half a dozen different colors inside that salad. For a lot of people, it's just chopped up, you know, iceberg lettuce.
Right.
Which, if it comes from the Imperial Valley, it's loaded with chlorates, and you need to avoid that like the plague.
Yeah, or all lettuce is really just water.
Well, so I think 98-99% water, something like that.
Right. All right, a study on third-hand smoke. We know what first-hand smoking, that person who smokes second-hand smoke is, but now third-hand smoke is a real thing. According to research, pretty scary. It lingers in the drapes, the carpet, the bedspread, the ceiling tiles, long after the smoke has gone away. And according to the research I saw, Jack, it has the potential to harm the immune system, cause inflammation, especially in children, even if they're not directly around the toxicity of the smoke itself. So,
that's absolutely true. Remember, the body is set to rebuild and repair. Mm-hmm. The body is either rebuilding and repairing, mostly when we're asleep, or it's dealing with inflammation. And there are a lot of different things that are causing inflammation, not the least of which would be some kind of sensitivity to tobacco residue that might be in the carpet, might be on the walls, might be in the curtains, might be in the fabric of a used car you just bought, and there's a little trace of tobacco smell in there.
Dr. Carlos Martinez will be with us in a moment to talk about cataracts, what they are, and compelling information from a survey on cataracts. That's next here.
If you talk and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
When you need, spends a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the?
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Goldbond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Goldbond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Goldbond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
This report is brought to you by Alcon. June is Cataract Awareness Month. Cataracts affect more than 24 million Americans over age 40, but many may not fully understand the emotional side of the condition. A new survey from Alcon of about 1,300 people aged 60 and older who have had cataract surgery found that cataracts can make people feel annoyed, frustrated, or old. Dr. Lawrence Woodard, medical director at Omni Eye Services in Atlanta and a paid Alcon consultant.
Most people get cataracts at some point in life. It's a natural part of aging. Cataracts can take an emotional toll as you lose the ability to see the rich color and detail of life. But there are treatment options available that can correct cataracts and may reduce the need for glasses at the same time. The Alcon survey found that many respondents agreed they felt happier or more satisfied with their lives after cataract surgery. And you can too.
Make your vision a priority this month. Visit mycataracts.com to learn more.
Good day, health. I'm Doug Steffen with an extra added bonus of consideration when it comes to medical news. I find the amount of information I'm looking for and what I search for, I'm insatiable. I want to find out what's going on in the medical world so that it can help and affect you and me. You may be interested to know the doctors in China are starting their first clinical trials with human embryonic stem cells over there. This is going to come to our country. This is being done, as I've told you many times, offshore on ships traveling out in the middle of the ocean, the Pacific, the Atlantic, stem cell research. In this case, the Chinese are looking to treat Parkinson's disease with brain cells called neural precursors, which come from stem cells and fertilized embryos. But the plan is concerning some people. Parkinson's develops when brain cells can't produce enough dopamine. Precursor cells are not guaranteed to become neurons that produce dopamine. They may develop unexpected mutations as well, and that's what they're experimenting on. I'd like to be the first person to be involved in this human trial. There are some ideas here that may work, according to some medical experts, in the testing, the preclinical testing. For a similar trial in Australia, 97% of the stem cells collected from unfertilized embryos started producing dopamine, which would, in this case, help to treat the Parkinson's disease. So if you got that kind of a record, 97%, then let's go for it. Let's do it. Let's get more information. Let's support this sort of thing, because stem cell research is going to help us in the longevity department. I am convinced of that in the very near future. Food for thought. Doug Steffen here on our Good Day Health broadcast. Now 44 past the hour. Dr. Carlos Martinez joins Jack and I. He is an expert in actually being the chairman of the ophthalmology department at Long Beach Memorial. He has accomplished a lot in his field. And so as a fellow of the American Academy of Ophthalmology, he makes a good person to talk to about a survey that's been done finding what happens to people, not only physically, but Dr. Martinez, what happens emotionally to people who are told they have a cataract? I never would have thought that, you know, I mean, it does make sense because you have an opportunity here or you have the chance of losing your eyesight, and there's nothing worse, I wouldn't think, than not being able to see.
Hi, Doug. Thank you for having me.
So this is an important subject. The issue of Alcon My Cataract Survey was able to show that patients are happier, more satisfied, and have a greater appreciation for lives than patients who have not had cataract surgery. Patients who have not had cataract surgery are usually frustrated, annoyed, old. Most people after cataract surgery are so happy that they tell their friends and people who might be debating the procedure, might be scared to have it done. Cataracts give the whole world a yellow to brown hue. And I heard a little bit of your conversation about melatonin. That may actually interfere with melatonin, and it's been associated with depression. So cataract has a definite impact in the emotional health of patients.
All right, so the suggestion here is that it may affect some people differently. This is going to be the duh department. I'm guessing from your name that you have a Hispanic background. I don't know that that's a leap. But one of the things that came out here was the impact on Hispanics, which I find different. Is it why, though? Why would it be different with different groups of people?
So, there are genetic factors, and there are also environmental factors. There's diabetes is more common in the Hispanic community, and that certainly leads to cataract formation. So concomitant disease, as well as nutrition, exposure to sun, all of those things, and genetics increase the risk of cataracts in the Latino community. 1.7 million Latinos have cataracts, and that's been estimated to go up to 9.5 million by the year 2050. Mm-hmm. 24 million people in the U.S. ages 40 or older have cataracts.
All right, I've got them, and Jack has them. So what do we do? You may have them. What do we do?
So there is no reason to live with cataracts. If the cataracts are affecting your life, if the cataracts are not affecting your life, you can watch them. If the cataracts are affecting your life significantly, meaning you have symptoms such as difficulty driving at night, you feel like colors are not as bright as they used to be, you have difficulty performing your daily activities, you can have a procedure which takes about 10 minutes. It's one of the safest and most commonly performed surgeries in the U.S., and the results are actually very quick. Usually by the next day, patients can see better.
Yeah, I'm Dr. Martinez. I'm Jack. I'm trying to help here with Doug during this section of the show. I'm an upper cervical chiropractor. How you doing? I'm an upper cervical chiropractor, and I deal an awful lot with the basic senses. And I know that when I have suggested, when people finally tell me, hey, tell me about cataracts, and I talk to them, and the analogy I use, because I've had many patients give me the same feedback, it's like having a splinter taken out of your skin. I mean, you're anesthetized, you don't feel anything, and usually within 24 hours, I mean, the excellence and the safety of the procedure has reached such a point now that, for Pete's sake, go in there and get this done. And it's covered by Medicare, so get this thing taken care of, because they come back with it with just what you said, Doc. Colors are much more explosive, and I can see better at night. And I can see much better even with my reading glasses.
So that seems to be the bottom line here. Where do you go to get information, a little bit more of vision, not only the survey, but what to do, Dr. Martinez?
So it's important that patients call a phone number. One, if you would like the information in English, mycataracts.com is a great website.
Okay.
If you would prefer in Spanish, then the number is 1-844-692-2827.
2827. 844-692-2827. Or if you're wanting English again, the website is?
mycataracts.com.
Dr. Carlos Martinez at 10 before the hour.
If you talk, they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
talk, they hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
I'm KFC's Extra Crispy Colonel, and you're the extra busy regular person who has to make dinner for a family of four. But you can shirk that responsibility because my Extra Crispy $20 fill-up from KFC contains 8 pieces of freshly double-breaded Extra Crispy Chicken, 4 biscuits, 2 orders of mashed potatoes, and a side of coleslaw for just $20. That'll feed them. KFC, it's Extra Crispy good.
Pricing and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Maybe you're asking yourself, who is that guy in the mirror? What happened to the guy with the brass knuckle attitude? Maybe he just needs to decide, is that a tie around his neck or a leash? Join the Brotherhood of Muscle with an available 485-horsepower Dodge Charger or Dodge Challenger GT, the world's first all-wheel drive two-door muscle car at the Dodge Drive and Discover event. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes Manuals Online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes Manuals Online are now available at Haynes.com.
Medical time, how do you do? It's time for Dr. Jack Stockwell to join us with some free health care advice. And I will tell you that it's worth more than you're paying for it. I give you that much. Dr. Jack is a Nooker chiropractor. He's a helpful, handy fellow to have around the house if you need help in a naturalistic way. I have great respect and regard for Jack. That's why he's here on the program to talk about fruit juice in a moment and how maybe you might want to steer clear of what's in it, and maybe you steer clear of what's in it by not drinking it. I'll get some recommendations and the whys and the wherefores with Dr. Jack in a moment after we give you an idea. This actually, Jack, is kind of interesting because it addresses what is on your mind about fruit juice today. Performance-enhancing veggie drinks. And the fact that we have super beets to talk about, it's on the top of the list of these. There are green, I think, what do they call them? Green drinks? Green drinks in general.
Usually it's got some kale or some spinach in it that's going to turn it green.
Right. The green stuff is good, but beets are the best. And the best of all of the beet products to boost nitric oxide levels in your body is super beets. If you like beets, fine. If you don't like beets, then perhaps you might want to take a trip down the super beet lane. Secret, super beets are lightly dried. They're cooked. They're lightly dried, and they are powdered. The dietary nitrates are protected, and that's what gives you the healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation, healthy support. So get started with super beets. Call 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183. Get your first supply. Actually, with it, you get a free 30-day supply and free shipping. So you pay for 3 months, you get 4 months worth of super beets and free shipping at 800-655-4183. Jack likes it because it's good for your blood pressure, amongst other things, and it keeps you from having to drink things like these fruit juices that are just yucca bunga. So what did you find out?
Well, the the American Academy of Pediatrics has just come out with a warning. Dr. Stephen Abrams at the Department of Pediatrics at the University of Texas Medical School, I'll quote him. There has never been a question that whole fruits are the best choice for children. However, we have to take a step back and realize that there are harmful consequences to consuming large amounts of juice by children because the fiber has been removed. Again, when you are giving kids concentrated fruit juice, you're giving them something that has been altered from the way that nature made it. Now, as much as the vitamin and mineral content of fruits offer us, especially the organic variety that do not have the poisons and chemicals on the skin of the plant, When you remove the fiber, when you remove the solid substances and just have the juice, you have concentrated sugar, which is why kids like it so much.
Yeah.
You don't see them, you know, guzzling down volumes of green juice unless there's a lot of pineapple juice or some kind of sugar added to it. If it's just basic vegetable, they don't care for it. But fruit, you know, the thing that makes fruit so popular with kids, especially bananas, strawberries, grapes, these kinds of things, is because they're half sugar. And then when you juice them and make these concentrated juices, you mistakenly think that these kids are getting their daily amount of fruit that they should have, when nothing could be further from the truth. You're just giving them sugar drinks.
Yeah, well, under the circumstances, that's how it's marketed, man. I tell you, there, you see how much money is spent selling this stuff, and it's all personal choice, and it all involves personal education, understanding what you don't, you know, the regular juice drinks that you can get from the purity of real apple juice isn't something that's pasteurized. It's not put through any process. It's squeeze the apples together, drink the juice, you get all the fiber, all that stuff. But when it's processed, they put it through a same, it basically is the same way as you pasteurize milk.
Well, it is. It's pasteurized fruit juice, so you know the enzymes have been destroyed.
Yeah, everything in it is cooked, either microwaved or lasered, so that, yeah, you have something that looks like what the product is that you think you're drinking, but you don't have any benefit. All the vitamins and minerals are gone.
It's been exposed to oxygen, so that there's other aspects of it that have oxidized, as opposed to juicing it and then drinking it right away at home.
And that causes, that's what starts rapid oxidation. Is basically rotting, it's rusting. Rapid oxidation is fire, but when you put a lot of oxygen into something, you start. Look at what happens to a banana or an apple when you leave it out for a half an hour.
Oh, precisely.
And so that's what's happening oxidation to the juices.
Right.
They're becoming.
Just not quite as obvious.
No, it isn't, because you got. You know, it's covered up by the fact the juice moves around. But if you leave it around a lot, you see that stuff floating in it. Dr. Jack Stockwell with Doug Steffen on the DJ Beef Show at 59 past the hour.
There are two things every parent wants when their child goes to college: for their child to do well, and a way to afford it. Now, with Discover Student Loans, parents can have the best of both worlds. Not only do our loans cover up to 100% of school-certified costs with zero fees, but we'll give them a cash reward for each new student loan if they earn at least a 3.0 GPA or equivalent. That means every A in history or B in math could help them earn a cash reward for good grades. Just one of the many ways we treat you like you'd treat you. Apply now in 15 minutes or less at discoverstudentloans.com. Limitations apply.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha.